The Rambam explains that the makor, the source of the mitzvah of tefillah each day, is learnt out of the pasuk "Va'avadetem es Hashem Elokeichem," and you must serve Hashem, your God. A Chazal say, says the Rambam, based on the pasuk "La'avde b'chol levavachem," "Omru chachamin ezrei hi avodah shebalev v'zu tefillah." What is the avodah that is balev? It's tefillah. Davening, tefillah, is not words, it's avodah shebalev couched in the words. If a person utters words without the lev being in place, without a sense of connection, without all the requirements as Rambam goes on to list, then it isn't tefillah. Our world works with tefillah. And Bereishis, the Torah tells us, V'chol siach ha'sodeh terem yevaretz, V'chol esev ha'sodeh terem nitzmach. Nothing has grown, no vegetation has grown. K'lo hintir Hashem al elekim al ha'aretz. Hashem hadn't brought fame. V'odom ayin l'aveda sadomo. Because Odom Harushain wasn't yet there in the week of the Bria to serve or work in the land. And Rashi says, because Odom Harushain hadn't yet been there to be mispalil, to daven. Our world works with tefillah. Tefillah is what brings out all the bracha, and the recognition of that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us is critical to all the brachas we need. My entire Bruder and Schwester, my dear brother and sister, we have the koyach of tefillah in our hands. The strongest power we have to connect kivyochol to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misaver the tefillah of Shal Tzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires the tefillah of tzaddikim as a precondition to be able to bring bracha and ruchnius to the world that we all seek. But the most destructive force which drives away the Shekhinah, as the Zohar HaKadosh says in Parashas Truma, "Umanda mishtoibe beknishto," somebody who talks in shul, even not in the time of davening, b'milin d'chol, with secular unimportant words, kal v'chema during davening. I don't want to read out what the Zohar says, but he says you drive away the Shekhinah and chas v'shalom. Such a person, leslei chuloko belotel di Yisrael, has no portion kivyochel in the Shekhinah, you're not connected to the Shekhinah. And we know the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Kuf Chav Talit Siv Zayin famously, that if somebody speaks during Chazaras HaShatz, and not limited to Chazaras HaShatz, says the Mishnah Berurah, such a person is godel, avoyne min Yisrael, the sin is almost too great to bear. And it's not just because of the chait, as Mefarshim explained, because the outcome is, if people talk during davening, the Shekhinah is not present. So one has negated the whole koyach HaTefillah that we have. And the outcome, therefore, is Gadol min Asari, is almost too great to bear, because we have severed our ties and taken our tefillahs and made them inoperative, unworkable, kivyocha, almost useless. To talk during davening destroys everything davening is. It destroys the avodah shebalev, and it destroys the whole koyach harabim. The Gemara says in Brochus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the keil kabir, the mighty keil, the mighty ribono shel olam, v'lo yimos, and he will never reject the tefillah of a rabbin. Podo v'shalom nafshi mikrov li ki b'rabim hoyu imodi, because the tzimur ki b'rabim HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never reject the tefillah of a rabbin. But if even one person drives away the Shekhinah from that Rabbin, the Tefillah isn't the same. It's not a Tefillah of a Rabbin connecting to the Shekhinah. Imagine all that effort, all that koyach to come to Shul and to be Yirei Shemayim enough to spend the time, and knowing Kevyochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been driven out, can we take that achrayus? Can we take the outcome of the Tefillah of the whole Tzibur? The whole tzibur, the whole group of people we're governing with, being affected because of our narish kite, our foolish talking, is it that important? Today it's not only talking which is missing. We remain connected, unfortunately, not to the Ribono Shel Olam. We remain connected to our phones, to so many other sources and so many other people. And the beeps and vibrations and rings, and even those things which are silent, which constantly take our attention, are the greatest distraction from tefillah. So how can we be healed? Be ula avdei b'chol levavch, serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our whole heart and focus and connection. We're worried about what the screen is going to light up or buzz with or vibrate to or beat to or ring to for the next few seconds. Rabbi Yisrael, I appeal to you. Hashem is a very strong, who we all have such chassidus on, and whose kus our Torah stands in. They told us that for our tefillos, as we need them today like never before almost, for our tefillos to work, we can't allow ourselves to come to school and be distracted. We can't allow ourselves to come to school and drive away the tchinah chas rishonim. I appeal to you, please, please, use this opportunity. You've taken the time to make this call. You've shown enough experience to do something about it. Me, Lashem Eli, join me and join thousands of others in being the Kabbalah upon yourself that wherever and whenever you're davening, in shul, even at home, when it comes to davening, a person who's davening at home, put your phone away to the side. Don't let it be part of your life when it comes to davening. Kal v'chom in shul. Put it to the side. Leave it outside. Leave it off. And chas v'shalom, don't ruin all your efforts and your tefillos on your own behalf, behalf of your children, families, klal Yisrael, and chas v'shalom, driving away the shechina by talking. If we protect the koach of our tefillah, the hein kel kabir lo yimos, the mighty Rebbeinu Shleilem certainly won't reject our tefillos. Ki barabim hoyu imodim. Without question, podo v'shalom nafshi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send us all the answers to the tefillos that we seek. Our own mishpachos and the siyata lishmaya we seek, and the bezut we seek, and all those things that supported the parnasa and the good health, but ultimately the greatest thing of all, in the merit of la'avdei v'chol levavchem, if we want to serve and we put our efforts into serving HaKadosh Baruch with all our hearts, we should be zeichet to see b'sevzena, erinu b'shulcha letzim b'rachamim, b'shom na'avodcha b'yiro. Then we can serve him collectively with all the even around the world, with that tremendous surge of Kedusha, B'Shom Na'avodcha B'Yirah Kinu'ilom, B'Chashonim Kadmoni Yonis B'Yas Moshiach Zikeinu, B'Mheirah V'Yomeinu Amen.